Green Patis Matos, Mikne Rav Haya Lebne Ruvin Lebne God, Otsum Ma'od, Vayiru Es Eretz Yazer, Ves Eretz Gilad, Vine Hamakom Makom Mikne. That God Bnei Ruvin had a lot of cattle, and they saw the fertile land in the Eva Yarden, and they asked to get that land. That should be their Nachla. The Mishnah says, the first parak in Bikurim, Rib Yossi Aglili Omer, Ein Mevin Bikurim Me Eva Leyarden, She'ena Erez Zavas Chalav Adrash. The Rishalmi gives another reason on that Mishnah. It says that we don't bring from Eva Hayarden Bikurim, and the Rishalmi reads, Toni Asher Nosata Li, Veloshna Tatali Mi Atzmi, Ma Benehim, Amrab Amin Chatzi Shevet Menashe Benehim. Manda Amashana Satali, Veloshana Talti Mi Atsmi, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, Lo Notlu Mi Atsman. Manda Ama Eretz Zavas Chalavudvash, Afilu Kain Eina Eretz Zavas Chalavudvash. In other words, why don't we bring Bikurim, as the Mishnah says, from Eva Yarden? So one opinion is that Rabbi Yotzi in our Mishnah, because it's not Eretz Zavas Chalavudvash. The other opinion is because it says when we say Mikri in Mikri Bikurim, the text which we're familiar with from the Seder night, it says Asher Nasata Li, that you gave me the land, not Shenatalti Li Mi'atzi, not that I took it on my own and requested it on my own. And the Yerushalmi says the difference between these two interpretations, the two Pshatim, is what about Chatzi Shevet Menashe? If the reason is because the land is not considered Zavas Chalav Udvash, like Eretz Canaan, then even Chatzi Shevet Menashe would not bring. But if the reason is because we asked for the land, namely that was Uvein and Bnei God, that would not apply to Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Now, in the Pasha of Mikra Mikurim, we read Visham Legoi Godol Otsum Farav. In other words, in Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael developed into an independent, unique, singular nation. So when it says Goy, Melamed Shehayu Yisrael Mitzuyonim Shom, right? The Rav always explains in the Haggadah when it says Goy Godol, Goy means a unique nation. The etymology quoted from the Goyin of Goy comes the word Gvir, a visage. Just like every person is unique, Keshen Shepir Tzufayim Shonim Zemezer, Kach Deosim Shonim Zemezer, just like their face, their visage is different. You know, so Goy Godol means a unique nation, a singular nation. So similarly, as relates to Mikra Bikurim, we're saying that the Ika is that we're a unique nation, not Otsum Vavav in the sense of power and wealth. On the contrary, it's to the Bikurim Bikurim is to recognize that everything that we have in our hands is a gift from Kodesh Baruch Hu, Matnas Elokim. However, Bnei God and Bnei Reuven used, if you see that language, the same language in the Pasuk, Vav Otsum, as relates to their cattle, right? Ubnei God, Ubnei Reuven, Ubnei God, Ots, Umikne Rav Haya, Lebnei Reuven, Ubnei God, Otsum Ma'od. So to refer to their cattle, to their possessions, not to their unique and singular mission. And this comes to the fore in their continued conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu when they say, Gidros Tzon Nivne Limiknenu Po for Orem Litapenu, that they promise they'll go to in front and they'll go to battle, but they say we will build corrals for our sheep and cattle for Orem Litapenu, and then we'll build cities for our children. And Rashi comments that they have the order inverted. First they should worry about their children, that's the Ikar, not their cattle. And Rashi comments, Chosim Amamonam Yosim Ibnehem Ubnoseim. Chikdimu Miknaim Litapam. Amalhem Moshe, so Moshe corrects them. Lokain, Asu Ha'ika Ika Vahatofel Tofel. You have to know what's primary, what's secondary. Benulachem Tchila Ovim Litapchem. First build cities or housing for your children. Va'achakain, and afterwards, Gidros Litzonchem, build corrals for your sheep, for your herds. And so maybe that's why we don't bring Bikurim from Eivir Yarden, because B'nai Gad, B'nai Rav, initially we're missing in this perspective. And the whole theme of Bikurim is, on the contrary, that everything is a Matnas Elokim.